Welcome to the Begin the Begin podcast. My name is Jeff Hillemeyer, and I'm on a mission to find out what makes people tick. Not just anyone, people who are making a profound impact on the world. I want to dig into their origin story and get to the root of why and how they do what they do. I hope you are as inspired coming out of these conversations as I am. Let's get into it. How we kinda sorta created a cult at Dragon Army. This is a reading of my latest newsletter, which if you don't subscribe to, you can go to jeffhillemeyer.com and sign right up. For most of you, I know that each new year brings a commitment to hitting some aspirational goals or making big changes in your life. As we now find ourselves in February, I hope you're off to a great start on your commitments. And if you slipped up, well, there's no better time to get back on the horse than right now. My main January goal was to make progress every morning on the first draft of my fourth book, The Culture Turnaround, and I'm happy to say that I met that goal. I'm just over 50,000 words in and probably have 5,000 to 7,000 words to go. I'll do a quick read-through once done to find any glaring holes or errors, and then I'm going to put the book away for 6 weeks before picking it up again. This I learned from Stephen King in his hybrid autobiography writing book called On Writing. The next step, which I've never been good at, is to read through the draft with fresh eyes, with the goal of cutting 10% out of it. Yikes. In writing, they call this being willing to kill your darlings. Admittedly, I need to get better at this part of being an author. I love my darlings. Lessons can come from anywhere. Years ago, I attended the assembly at my kid's school and learned something that changed the way I lead my companies forever. They do something called acknowledgments and pass around a microphone to allow the children to recognize each other against the school's core values. I was blown away by the sweetness and sincerity of each of the kids, one child recognizing Billy for sharing his lunch earlier in the week, another thanked Sarah for helping him up on the playground yesterday, and yet another acknowledged Danielle for helping her study for the big Spanish test. The kids were eager to have a chance to celebrate each other, and each time I saw this at an assembly, the principal had to cut it off while there were still so many hands in the air. Introducing acknowledgments. About 6 years ago, in the early days of Dragon Army, I was looking for a way to build deeper connections within the team. We had recently developed our PVTV, Purpose, Vision, Tenets, and Values, and I remembered the acknowledgments I had seen at my kid's school. At the end of one company meeting with 10 minutes to spare, I shared what we'd be doing. At the end of one company meeting with 10 minutes to spare, I shared that we'd be doing our own version of acknowledgments. I started by recognizing one of the team members for exemplifying our first value, team first, and then asked if anyone else wanted to go next. After a few moments of silence, a brave dragon raised her hand and started what has become my favorite part of all of our company meetings since. The recognitions went on and on until I finally had to cut it off. More than one team member cried, either for giving the recognition or receiving it, and that has happened at over 50% of our company meetings since. I swear it's not a cult. The acknowledgments time at our company meetings has become legendary. We've even had a team member dial into a company meeting from vacation just so that he could participate in the acknowledgments. He had a few people he simply had to recognize. I remember one new dragon's first day happened to be the day we had a company meeting, and in the middle of the acknowledgments, in which she, of course, was not recognized, nor did she recognize anyone, this being her first day, she started crying because of the emotions that were going through the room. Afterwards, she said she couldn't believe what was happening and initially thought, are these people crazy? But before long, she was swept up in all the feels. And get this, we've had more than one team member say that after they started, they wondered if they had joined some kind of cult. Acknowledging one another at work should not be such a novel experience that someone wonders if they've accidentally stepped into a cult when seeing it. Every company should find ways to allow team members to do this. And I'm 100% comfortable with you stealing my idea for acknowledgments because, as you know from listening to this, I stole it myself. As I mentioned, my next book is called The Culture Turnaround, and it focuses on building what I'm calling an undeniable culture. There are 9 core elements that make this up, and as you might expect, allowing for opportunities for team members to acknowledge each other features prominently. The point. People deserve to work at a place that appreciates them and builds a culture that creates trust, authentic relationships, and an inclusive environment. Whether you're running a company or team, or you're a team member with no leadership responsibility, I hope you find ways to build an undeniable culture. You and your teammates deserve it. And by the way, you don't have to be at your place of work to do this. My advice, find someone today and acknowledge them for something they've done that you appreciate. There's a chance you'll actually enjoy it more than they will. I hope you're happy. Wow, you made it to the end of the podcast. I didn't think people did that anymore. Well, since I still have you, I'd love for you to do two things. First, subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. That way you'll be alerted as soon as I post my next one. And second, I'd love for you to subscribe to my email newsletter. I send out an email every week or two, and it's really where I share my more personal thoughts and ideas. Plus, I give stuff away sometimes. You can find the sign up at my blog, jeffhillemeyer.com, and I really do appreciate you listening.